The president has clearly stated that if Iran continues developing a nuclear weapon, which would completely upset the balance of power, not only in that part of the world, but the entire world, then the United States will consider all options on the table, which obviously means military action. And I think what you're seeing is the movement of a second carrier into the Gulf is a part of that plan.
President Obama has also said that on April 15th, he will formally demand that Iran shut down the Fordo underground nuclear plant. That action, Nelson said, goes hand in hand with the continued demands to halt the production of uranium.
What it says is that you're not going to energize uranium to weapon-grade strength so that you can develop a nuclear bomb. And if Iran does not heed that warning, they will suffer the consequence.